all time once again for another matinee show. Here's another one that just turned up on Shudder. And this is another Korean horror film. This one is called Warning, Do Not Play.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting one because, now I'm going to say right from the outset, you know, there are a lot of really, really great, like, Korean horror movies, Korean thrillers and stuff like that. I mean, you know, everybody's Train to Busan and, like, you know, I Saw the Devil and, you know, Memories of Murder and stuff like that. This one, I think, is, it kind of falls somewhere in the sort of, like, it's pretty good, like, it's a but it's, like, mediocre, kind of.
Yeah, I thought it was meh.
Man. Yeah, it's good, and it's like, if you're into, like, Asian horror, it's probably worth watching. I did like it better than that other one. I don't think we ever ended up reviewing it. That other Korean film that was on Shudder, that 0.0 megahertz. Did we review that?
Yeah,
I don't think we did. Yeah, so I like this one better than that one, but still, it's not fantastic, but it's good. Now, it's interesting because we just reviewed, last week, I think we did Antrim, the deadliest film ever made, or something like that. This has a sort of similar premise in that it's about, like, a cursed movie or a movie that was alleged to have been shot by a ghost, which I actually really like the concept of that. So where this is going, it's like the main character is this young woman named Mi Jung, and she is directing a film for, like, kind of a small horror production company. She's supposed to come up with a script. She only has 2 weeks and she hasn't come up with anything because everything she comes up with, she doesn't think it's good enough. So she's kind of like racking her brain. They're like, look, you only have 2 more weeks or you're going to get fired. We're going to kick you off the project and get somebody else. So she kind of hears through the grapevine this urban legend about this guy that made a movie that supposedly was shot by a ghost. It was like screened, or at least like was supposed to have been screened once at a film festival like 10 years ago. And, you know, everybody ran out of the theater screaming and stuff like that. So she gets like really fascinated by this. And she kind of like does a lot of sleuthing to find out, you know, who shot the film, where it was shot, like, you know, what happens to people that watch it and all this other kind of stuff. So the first probably, I mean, it's not a long movie. It's only 86 minutes. Probably like the first half or 2/3 of the movie is almost kind of like plays out like a mystery where she's like trying to track down the director. She's trying to track down the film. You're seeing like little hints of it. And also there's kind of like, you know, when she sees clips of it and stuff, there's like little Blair Witchy kind of like found footage stuff that's like in there. Now, what I think made this, so up to that, it's kind of like a very standard, like, creepy, you know, mystery style stuff with, like, some, you know, a little bit of jump scares, a little bit of stuff about her background and, you know, a weird ghost that, like, turns up in the background and stuff. And that's all good. But then, like, what I think makes it a little bit more interesting than kind of standard fare is that it kind of plays, and I'm not going to, you know, spoil it, but I'm also not going to say that I'm completely clear on what exactly happened, because on the third act, they start playing with, I don't know if it was like time displacement in the sense that her film was starting to bleed into reality, or there was like something else going. So it started to get like kind of surreal at the end, which I actually liked that direction. Although, like I said, I'd have to watch it again to like really figure out what exactly was going on, because there are essentially like three kind of storylines going on. There's like her main storyline. There's the thing about the director of the cursed film, which was called Warning, and like what happened to his crew. And then there was like where the ghost supposedly came from, was like this actress that was like in this theater where most of the action takes place, who burned to death, and that perhaps she's the one that's haunting it. So it's really weird how the main character is kind of like reflecting back on that director and maybe reflecting back on the actress and stuff like that. And maybe they're all the same person, or maybe I'm not really sure about that. Like I said, it's like a cool concept, although I think it was a little confusing, like, because when you got to the end, you're like, oh, well, does that mean that she's that guy, or that she was the original guy, or that she was the one that shot the film, or like, you know what I mean? So there's like, you know, it kind of raised a lot of intriguing questions. And as far as that goes, it's like, like I said, it was okay. It was a fine, if you're into like Asian movies, it's not like a fantastic, like, you know, lost gem or anything, but it's pretty good.
I didn't think it was too fun. That was the thing that I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It didn't kind of have like a fun pacing.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was just kind of,
yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's set up like a mystery story. So there's not, There's a little bit of gore. I think the guy that directed this, I think he kind of made his debut doing like an uber gory movie. So I think like if people go into this expecting that, I think it was called The Butcher. I think if people go into that expecting that, you're not going to get it. So there is some gore like toward the end and stuff, but this is mostly a mystery with like supernatural elements that goes in like that gets kind of surreal at the end and like is almost kind of like a meta contextual thing with like all these different overlapping timelines or time displacement, or I'm not really sure exactly. But so I did like that aspect of it, but I still don't know entirely what exactly happened. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It wasn't to my liking. I mean, some people might like a movie like this. Just wasn't to my taste.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like I've only seen like a couple reviews of this because this only just came on Shudder like a couple days ago. Most of the reviews I've seen, most people said about the same thing that I said, that it was like good, but it's not like fantastic. So it's kind of like middle of the road as far as, you know, Asian or Korean horror films go. Because like I said, there's a lot of really great Korean ones. I haven't really seen any terrible Korean horror movies, but maybe that's just because we only get like the better ones.
We only get the best.
It's like the shitty ones just stay over there. Like, we don't want anybody else in the world seeing these. So maybe that's why. But like I said, if you're into Korean horror, it's worth a watch. Cause you know, it's not super long or anything, but it's not going to like knock your socks off or like blow you away or anything like that. Like I said, I think the only thing that elevates it is that kind of like weird, surreal shit that they do with it. Because there were a couple scenes in there where I was like, oh man, that's kind of like an interesting twist. You know, there was that kind of thing. But it's not like real scary. It's not real gory or anything like that. Just kind of like a mystery. So if that sounds like something then you would like, then get Shudder and check it out. It's not bad.